Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is the midweek special. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there that have worked so hard, given so much, and sacrificed everything to give us what we have here in the United States. So a special thank you out to all you veterans out there. And for anybody listening on the podcast this week, head over to theanswerportland.com on Friday, and we're going to be doing our Operation Helping Our Heroes. So I will be on the radio from 6 a.m. to noon and then popping in and out between noon and 6 Pacific time over there at AM 860 The Answer in Portland. We are doing our annual telethon for, well, this is for the Clark County Veterans Assistance Center, helping veterans, homeless veterans, everything else, just helping people out over there. Now, they take care of people in our entire region here in the Portland area, but they are just a great group of people, and we're going to be doing our annual telethon. KPAM, you know, AM 860 The Answer, has over the, 20-something years have raised over $2 million for these guys. And so it's a really great organization. So if you want to take a listen, if you're in Portland, that's AM 860 The Answer. And if you're streaming it, you can go over to theanswerportland.com. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and it'll be myself and Bob Miller, legendary radio host, in the morning. And in the afternoon, I'll be helping out with Jeff Tracy, Barbecue Nation, the Cowboy Cook. He'll be over there as well, so you don't want to miss that on Friday. And if you have the ability to donate, we could definitely use the help. It's going to be a challenge this year with COVID and everything else. Well, today I wanted to talk about something that I wrote a blog post on yesterday and posted up, but I wanted to talk about this in a little bit of detail. You know, our government has, in the United States here, has had, you know, its hands in our energy policy for our homes for a number of years. You know, from getting rid of the incandescent light bulb to the somewhat failure in 1992 when they mandated the 1.6-gallon flush toilet. These things have been good ideas, but maybe have had poor implementation. The toilets was probably one of the worst ones that I've seen. Because in 1992, when they said, okay, every toilet needs to be sold, has to be 1.6 gallons or less, everything was a 3 to a 3.5 gallon flush. And quite frankly, in the United States, toilet manufacturers had no idea how to build a 1.6 gallon toilet. And for nearly a decade, toilets got kicked out the door that, well, if you went number two, you needed at least two flushes to get everything taken care of. So it didn't really save us energy. It just made us feel good that we were using less water, even though to get the job done, you had to use it twice, which was very counterintuitive for actually saving energy. And to be honest, when you're dealing with cold water, there's not that much energy being saved. It's not like it's hot water and that kind of thing. So Anyway, that was a general failure for about a decade, and still companies really got into technology and started building something halfway decent. Now you can get a 1 gallon flush that works better than what those 1.6 gallon ones worked as 1993 by a long shot. So it took a while, but they got there. Well, where I'm going with this is now that we're appearing to have a change of administration, like it or not, President Trump, when it came to building and energy use, did some, you know, common sense dial backs on a few rules. Like there was going to be, or rumored and then fairly widely discussed, they were going to eliminate, you know, about 3 years ago, the top load washing machine. It was going to be front load only, because that can save you on average about 2,000 gallons a year of warm water, because most people will, you know, wash their clothes in warm water. And so that's a significant energy savings. You know, you're going to see that, I think. And dishwashers and stuff, they changed some of those standards. And to be honest, I don't know how many manufacturers immediately tweaked those into their system. But that's why dishwashers, you know, a number of years ago, it was like you'd run your dishwasher and it would be run and it was fine. Well, all of a sudden you're like, wow, why is that taking 2.5 hours to run a cycle? Well, because it was taking that same water and washing and washing and washing, and then it would go through another cycle. So it was not always kicking in clean water. There's a lot less fills, so it would use less water, that kind of thing. When you're dealing with 140 degree water, that's an important thing. But the problem was is that they were realizing that in some studies that when you ran those dishes, you didn't put enough water in there, so it was causing to have to run the dishes again, which again is like flushing that toilet twice. It didn't make any sense. So they dialed those back a little bit. Well, we don't talk politics here, but it is clear that this new administration is going to reinstate many, if not jack up, and make those rules even more stringent for energy use. So what do I see in my prediction for 2021-2022? I predict it's going to be the death of the top load washing machine. That will be discontinued. It'll be like the light bulb where they say, you know, incandescent bulbs, you're done. We will have something here. You will see, I'm sure, here this next year where they're going to go, oh, front load washing machine, done. Even though 60 or 70% of the U.S. still loves and uses them, that's going to be done. So we will be in a front load washing machine world coming soon to a theater near you. And I want to mention that because if you are one of those people out there that are so hammered on, I'm never putting a front load washing machine, I hate them. And I get it. 20 years ago, they were not great. I've had them for 20 years. They've come a long way. It's, you know, you don't have to worry about mold. Most of them, I can't think of one that doesn't, but most of them have self-cleaning cycles. You know, they use less water. They're easier on your clothes. They do a better job of washing. So those things are not as big a deal, but that's going to be coming to you. And I think you're going to see some other things as well. I think you're going to see, you know, gas appliances. I think you're going to see those getting pushed out, especially things like gas water heaters. And I think your traditional element water heater will go away as well. I have a feeling that your 40 and 50 gallon electric water heaters that are not, that are just your dual element water heaters, those will be changing over to the heat pump water heater. So make sure that you're with your water heater and stuff out there. And those, if these things make a difference to you, it might be the time to get them before 2021 rolls around and shop some Black Friday sales. Because if you've got one of those that's on the edge and you still want to be old school, and you know, I'm not going to sit here and give you the pitch on why the heat pump water heaters work better, because they do, but they're not for everybody and they're not for every application. But long story short, what I want you to pay attention to is if you want that top load machine because, you know, they're not going to pry it out of your cold, dead hands kind of thing, better go get one. That's coming to you. As well as I think shower heads and sink faucets, you're going to see that as well. You will see those water restrictions coming back on again. And now cities have been doing an interesting job of that. You know, we get that around here where Portland could be different than the rest of Oregon. And you'll see these water changes here. Make sure that you know what you're getting when it comes to shower fixtures and faucets, because there are multiple different, you know, water limits out there. You can go out and order a faucet for your kitchen or your shower or anywhere else. And if it's not meeting your local or state code, you might not get it passed off at the end of the final. So make sure that you're following those rules with that. But take a little bit of time. I think that, you know, plan it out. You know, there's already a shortage of washing machines out there anyway. But plan on these energy standards to change. And I think you'll see that with furnaces coming up too. I was talking to one of my industry friends out there. And that 80% furnace, I think, is going to end up going away in that as well. And the problem with that can be is if you've got that older furnace, and we were having this discussion yesterday, if you've got that older furnace that has to have that Class B vent or whatever that goes up through the, you know, it's maybe it's in the middle of the house or the basement, goes up through two stories, through closets, everything else, you don't have to put in something, the one of the more efficient ones where you put the PVC in, because now you got to do a remodel to go through those areas. So sometimes those 80%, though they're not nearly as efficient, it's much easier in your pocketbook to be able to put something in there without having to do a remodel in the house or do some drywall work on a few different floors or tear out ceilings and things like that. So pay attention to these energy standards. If you're on that edge and you've got one of those applications, pay attention, because your options could be limited down the road. So just something to think about out there. And, you know, I always love the energy efficient stuff. I mean, that's why I put in a heat pump water heater at my house. That's why I've been using the more efficient stuff when I can. I've got front load, but for all you out there that are that way, make sure you do that. And then, hey, coming up this weekend around the house, we've got a lot of stuff. We're going to talk about building a fence and making sure you get a survey done or knowing where that property line is. And then we're going to dive into floors for pets. And then we're going to talk about building a pet-friendly outdoor area. And then how to track down leaks in exterior walls, package security so you don't get that stuff stolen off the porch, all that good stuff. All that and more coming up on Saturday on the Around the House with Eric G. Well, that's it for the show for this midweek special. Thanks for listening. I'll see you tomorrow for the Pro Insider Podcast and Saturday on Around the House. Don't forget to listen Friday to Operation Helping Our Heroes. I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Designed by Eric G in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.